brought us now almost 4 months to the year.
Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is still doing good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for another day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Another week.
Yes, yeah.
Another year.
Yes, Lord.
Every day is another year for somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God for that. And as look to the hills of which come our help, knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Amen.
The heaven and the earth.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm so glad I'm in the number one more day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm looking to the hills from which come my help.
Oh, yes.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God for taking me through the pain that I gotta go through.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Because he doesn't have to do it.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that it
glad
did.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know we got to face trials and tribulation.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But we praise God that God will deliver us.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
He have delivered us out of all of them.
Yeah.
So as he suffered the flesh, likewise, got to suffer. Praise God. So we praise God for each of you elders, guests who preside over this service.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Mary for the scripture, Deacon Johnson for the prayer.
Amen.
Man. And Bush for the song and
Jesus.
And anybody else that had something to do.
Amen.
So we praise God for all that you continue to do.
Amen.
In our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. So bless God. Oh my soul and all of been there. Praise the holy name.
Yes,
Lord. This opportunity to share in his word from the book of Matthew.
Amen.
Seventh chapter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, St. Matthew, seventh chapter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saint Matthew.
Yes, man.
Amen.
Seventh chapter.
The what's the chapter?
Seventh chapter.
Seventh chapter.
Okay, I got it.
Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Saint Matthew 7, verse 1. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye get judged, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the beam, the boat that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam in that is in thine own eye? How will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye.
Yes.
And behold, a beam is in thy own eye. And thy hypocrite. First cast out the beam that's in thy own eye. And then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Amen.
You not.
All right. Tell somebody, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
We are always being tempted. On every hand. Sometimes we realize the temptation, sometimes we don't realize the temptation.
Amen.
Because a lot of the times we see the temptation as a desire that we want in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say the Lord is blessing me with it.
Uh-huh.
If the temptation is of evil, it is not the Lord blessing it with you.
Amen.
That's
a seed being planted in you by the devil.
Tell him, Pastor.
Okay. So don't act on it.
Amen.
Okay. You got to learn to resist
like
Joseph did.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When he was in prison.
My Lord.
A slave in the master's camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the master left in charge of his household.
Mm-hmm.
He went out. Mm-hmm. And David was tempted, or at least attempted to be tempted by the master's wife.
Yes.
But he fled from it,
mm-hmm.
resisted. But in his getting away, he left his coat there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And she lied to us about what he'd done.
Yes, hello.
David did not yield to the temptation.
Amen.
Yes, hello.
And we are tempted to do things, say things all the time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we find ourselves when we are just saying things as it come to our mind.
Yes.
So we'll find ourselves not in line with the word of God.
Amen.
You want to find yourself doing things, saying things, acting upon things that you shouldn't be doing anything about.
Amen.
Yes.
You keep needing to be remembered that those things that come to us should be handled by God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. Because he shields us, he covers us, he protects us, he will lead us and guide us
in
all the truths.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And he'll lead you through the righteous path of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
He will do that for you.
Amen.
My Lord.
Not one day, but every day. He doesn't get tired of doing what he's supposed to do.
Yes, amen.
He's a loving God, and he loves to do.
Uh-huh.
He's supposed to do. He wants you to just keep throwing it all at him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a God that can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he don't have to help one person at a time. He can help all of that at the same time.
Hell
yeah.
He might have a different problem.
Uh-huh.
He'll be able to solve it all at the same time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
That kind of God.
Yes, sir.
All powerful.
Uh-huh.
All knowing. Mm-hmm. All willing to do what he wants to do, what he needs to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he will give it to you.
Amen.
He will. He will.
The word said, my Father which is in heaven shall give you all your things that go into your work that you need to be done.
Man.
Yes, yes.
Okay. He will do it according to how you are living with him.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He will not suffer you to be lost.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He already died.
Yes.
So that you can live.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so whenever the devil come up to you, you got to resist him.
Amen.
Yes,
don't do it.
Mm-mm.
It looks good, sounds good,
amen.
Tastes good, feels good, but it may not be good.
Amen. Right. All
right. It's good in one sense, but deadly in another.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
Okay, like the tree of good and evil,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge that were planted in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, My Lord.
It was good to look at.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Good to feel the touch.
Mm-hmm.
And man, perhaps even good to eat, to taste.
Mm-hmm.
But the pain, it wasn't good for you.
Amen.
That's true. Mm.
Okay. So we got to learn to stop doing what we are doing that is not good for us.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
We got to learn to know that everything we see is mm-hmm. not everything you need.
Amen.
Well, my Lord.
But we think if I see it,
tell the pastor,
I need it.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes. When I get the money,
uh-huh.
I'm going to get it.
Amen.
And then you get it and don't do nothing with it.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Set it up on the shelf.
My Lord.
Say, I get to around to doing it, you just use it one of these days.
Amen.
And by the time one of these days comes, you got some more things in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stop.
Yes, yes.
Doing what we don't want to what we want to do.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And do what God says for us to not to do.
Amen.
That's right.
He doesn't demand that we do a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't demand that we worry about things.
Mm-hmm.
He has done taken it all under his care. He will work it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
If you allow him to.
Uh-huh.
And he will work it out every time.
Amen.
Every time. Praise God.
Just cast your burdens to him.
Burn the Lord.
Okay. And he will take care of them for you.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Every time, in every way, he will work it out.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because he's that kind of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
amen.
Do what the word said.
Amen.
Okay. And don't do things that is not of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we are tempted to talk about people, but
mm-hmm.
talk about them in the wrong way.
Amen.
It's all right to talk about them,
mm-hmm.
as long as you are exhorting God.
Tell it.
Man,
in there and tell them about the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help encouraging that person on a daily basis. That the word
yes.
said on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
All right. Because 24 hours is a long time to go.
Yes, it is.
Hey, through the day.
Uh-huh.
And not to yield to a temptation that the enemy has placed out there.
That's right.
We don't even realize it's out there.
Mm-mm.
When we see it, we think it's part of the plan for me that and itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that
uh-huh.
the plan may not be for you itself, but to resist.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. God wanted you to be like Job.
Mm-hmm.
He could count on you.
Amen.
The devil was God, the sons of God met.
Uh-huh.
And as they met, the devil came also.
That's true.
So you can't have a Sunday meeting or a religious meeting without the devil being present.
What a show.
He got his spies in them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what you're doing and what you're thinking about doing.
Yeah,
and what you ought not to do.
Yes.
The Lord said to the devil,
mm-hmm.
where are you coming from, Satan? From going
yes.
to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
Okay. Yes.
And I'm looking for somebody I can tempt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, well, have you considered my servant Job?
Yes.
He said, yes, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also seen that head you got around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
God got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
You got a shield all around you.
Yes, sir.
You don't see it, but it's there.
Amen.
It's there.
It's invisible.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, so don't doubt. Stop doubting and know that God is still present.
Yes, he is.
And all you can see is trouble.
Tell the pastor.
Okay? But God is there to deliver you out of all your fears.
Yes, he is.
All right, so you don't have to be worried about trouble.
Yes, sir.
Trouble going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Trouble is also defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus already paid the price.
Yes, he has.
Thank you, Jesus.
He already made it happen.
Uh-huh.
And when he makes it happen, it's going to work out for your good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Through every temptation, through every trial that we undergo, there is a purpose for it in our lives.
Amen.
And that purpose is to get you from point A to point B.
Amen.
So you can keep on moving in the Lord.
Amen.
So witnessing in the Lord. Keep on finding others in the Lord.
Yes.
Bringing others to Christ. Hallelujah. Where we do these things in the name of the Lord. And keep in mind that God got this in control.
Yes,
I don't need to fight this.
Hallelujah.
I just need to be able to stand.
Yes,
that he can use me through the trials and tribulations. He can use me and be just what he have me to be.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what he wants us to do. To be an instrument in his service. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God can't have no hands until he uses ours.
Amen. That's right.
He don't have no mountain that he uses ours.
Uh-huh.
I know eyes and feet that he uses out.
Amen.
Okay, so he placed us here in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil came up to them and said, yeah, he got you got a protection around him. Remove him. And then they will curse you to your face.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, God told him, well, go forth, Satan. You can touch everything that Job has, but not him.
Not him.
Okay. And so the devil went out doing what he could, but he couldn't bother Job. So he killed his livestock, he killed his children, he did everything that he had, except his wife and himself. Right? Job still did not fail and did not give up. He stood for the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. He didn't fear what the Lord wouldn't do, but he knew what God would do.
Yes.
And see, our problem a lot of times is we are thinking about what the Lord won't do. Rather than thinking about what he will do.
Yes, amen.
It's for us. He will hand it for you.
Yes, he will.
The joy, he will give it to you.
Yes, he will. Hello.
He will have it to be yours as well. God is my all in all.
Yes.
The word said that Jesus told us in the 6th nation, judge not. Okay. Don't you judge. Don't get involved with it. Okay, when we hear things, we start running in our mind about this and running in our mind about that. We're assuming this and we're assuming that. We put all these assumptions together and come up with an answer for yourself. God told you, don't even go there. Okay. Don't judge. You don't have no business trying to figure out what happened, how it happened. You just know that it happened. As God, and you need to go to God in prayer.
Yes, sir.
And have him to lead us and guide us through all of this.
He will.
Because he knows that the enemy is out there.
Yes.
And he'll put this temptation there like it did Eve. He got it off to herself and started working on her mind.
Amen.
About that fruit that she wasn't supposed to eat.
Amen. Yep.
And the more he talked about it, the more you want it. Same thing with us. The more we talk about something that we shouldn't have, the more we want it.
Amen.
God is our hope, our joy, our peace. He is our deliverer.
Amen.
He is my everything.
Going to be all right.
And so now, he said, when you judge, you're going to be judging yourself.
Amen.
That's right.
What kind of judgment you put on somebody else, it's going to turn back on you.
Amen.
So if you don't want to be judged, stop judging.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it. Okay. And you one of them people that can't stand somebody talking about you and laying kind of judgment on you. It gets you all told up. Stop doing it, and then it will stop happening to you.
Amen.
You hold the key.
Tell it, Pastor.
To your happiness.
Amen.
You hold the key to your peace.
Yes.
You hold the key to your joy.
Amen.
Whatever you want to happen to you, you got to do it to others.
Amen.
Amen.
And then it will turn back on you.
Hallelujah.
When you throw out good seeds come back with good fruits.
Tell it, Pastor.
When you throw out bad seeds, it's come back with bad food.
Amen.
Whatever you want, that's what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Now, so if you are constantly talking about somebody and judging them, you want to be, you are saying that I want to be judged.
Tell it, Pastor.
I want to be lied on. I want to be crucified. I want to be knocked out of the ballpark. So you got to learn that if you can't stand the trials, and then you stop putting them out there.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Then, yes, Lord.
Now, how is it that you're trying to get a mote out of your brother's eye? And you don't even realize that and try to remove that beam that's in your eye.
Amen.
A mote is like a piece of dirt, a dust. Okay? And that somebody got an eye. Or maybe a gnat flew in there or something. Okay? And you now got that gnat, your brother's got that gnat in his eye. And here you are with a beam in yours.
Amen.
Beam is that great big piece of wood that runs from the over top of your house as a raffle to bring that point up to an A ceiling.
Amen.
Okay. That beam is a board.
Hello.
That you got in your eye.
Uh-huh.
And you try to get a speck out of my eye.
Amen.
How are you going to see how to get a board out of my a speck out of my eye and you got a board in yours?
Amen.
Okay. You got to get rid of that board that's in your life.
That's right.
Before you can work out mine.
Amen.
Problem in my life.
In my life.
But you can't see what's good for me, for what cause you got too much things in the bad view for you.
Amen.
You got to know that God is
not
everything.
Yes.
He is our hope, our joy, our peace.
He's
our victory and all with us.
Yes,
so stop judging.
Amen.
Okay. Don't do it.
Amen.
How will you say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Thou hypocrite. You need to first get yourself straightened out.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't come judge me until you get yourself straightened out.
Amen.
Because you can't tell me what's right when you ain't right yourself.
Tell it,
Pastor. Amen.
And although we'll still try to do that,
amen.
We'll run them down. We'll put them in the dungeon. Okay? And wanting to throw the key away. But were you doing the same thing to yourself?
Amen.
That's true.
And then you go complain about what's going wrong in your life. Well, look at your own life and see what you've done wrong.
Amen.
The problem is in you.
Amen.
Not in your sister, not your brother, not your mother, not your father, but it's in you.
Amen.
Not in your friend and your enemy. The problem is in you.
Yeah.
Because all these things are coming on you to help you to see God.
Amen.
And how you can use them in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to be like Job, all the days of appointed life.
Yes, sir.
I will wait.
Mm-hmm.
When the change come.
Yes, yes.
We got to learn to wait for the Lord to move in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Things can't be done on your timetable.
Tell me.
Can't be done on God's timetable.
That's right.
In the first place, you don't have a timetable.
Right.
It's just an illusion you got.
Amen.
The only one got timetable is God.
Yes,
that's right.
There's only one timetable. That's God's table.
Amen.
Everything got to go according to his timetable.
Amen.
The angels in heaven, not even Jesus Christ himself, no time when Jesus, when God will call the earth into to judgment.
Tell it, Pastor.
Nobody knows that but God himself. So work on that and knowing that you ain't got no timetable.
Amen.
Okay, you got to go through it with how long God said you got to go through it.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And we can't prolong that by not obeying him.
Amen.
The more you don't not obey, the longer your fire is going to last.
Amen.
Okay. Like those spies, 12 spies that went down. Okay. 10 of them come back and said they can't do it, 2 said they can. But they took 40 days to make that decision. Okay. And since it took 40 days, God gave them a year for every day they delayed. They wound up spending 40 years in the wilderness. Okay. Because they didn't take what God said. They judged about themselves that what they couldn't do. God said you can do.
Yeah.
I've already given it to you.
Amen.
So he's already given it to us, and here I'm doubting that he's going to do it.
Amen.
He's already given it to you. Open your eyes and see what God has already done.
Amen.
Know what he has done already. And everything is going to work out.
Tell it. Well, my good.
Yes, it will.
Know that.
Yes,
God
sir.
Will. He has. He shall.
Yes,
deliver.
Sir.
That's what it said to do. So stop judging what God ain't going to do. See,
right.
You judging God.
Tell it, man.
We. God ain't gonna do this and God ain't gonna do that.
Take
God
it, Pastor. Take
it. How did you say that what he was gonna do it based on your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
And God is not doing things based on our feelings.
Amen.
He's doing things based on what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that he does
is
gonna be in his word.
Amen.
So he's already done it. He's already delivered us.
Amen.
He's already healed us.
Already.
He's already brought us out.
Yes.
He's already given us joy.
Amen.
He's already given us the strength to go through.
Tell it.
But we would say, I can't take it. Well, you say you can't take the worse it gets for you.
Amen. That's right.
But say that God and I, we got this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And all that I can't do, my big brother Jesus will do it for me.
Amen.
Jesus.
We don't have to worry. Mm-mm. It is here. Stop judging. Stop judging what God won't do.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what God will do.
Can do.
Amen.
Stop worrying about not having this and not having that.
Amen.
Maybe you ever thought about maybe if you had that, you wouldn't be with Jesus now?
That's right.
Amen.
All right. Because God makes things happen that we can also learn to abide in his word.
Uh-huh.
And amen.
His word abide in us.
Uh-huh.
And when we abide in his word, we have no fear.
Amen.
We abide in his word, we know what God can do.
Yeah.
Will do.
Tell it, Pastor.
God do, has done, and will continue to do.
Amen.
Amen.
So amen. Don't do it. Stop judging.
Amen.
Stop amen. Judging people. Stop judging the word.
Yes,
stop
right.
Judging God. And know that all things
yeah.
are working together.
Tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
To them that love God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Bless you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the word.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He is the fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me at Calvary, more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Purchase submission. All is at rest. He is the author of my spirit. It's more than enough. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior, risen Savior, all the day long.
John 8.
I trust in God,
yes,
my Savior, the one
yes.
who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God. My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust in God. My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Do we trust in God?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And when we seek him, he will answer.
Amen.
He will answer.
Tell it. Amen.
When you seek him, he will answer. Praise be to
my Lord.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Thank you, God. Thank That's so, what's so good about our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. He's a Glory good God. God.
Thank you.
Just wait on him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Wait on him.
Thank you.
He'll answer.
Trust in him.
He will answer. Praise God. Glory to God. And I know we have a lot of witness to attest that today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Trust in God. He never fails, y'all.
No, he doesn't.
He will never fail.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. If there's anything else to claim our attention, prayer.
No. We good.
Amen. Prayer. I mean, Pastor.
I like that body.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for the word on this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. The word.
Judge not.
Yes,
God. Don't do it.
Don't.
Do it.
No, that's right. Don't. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, we thank you, God, for the word on this morning. Thank you, God, for the messenger, our pastor.
Thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Continue to bless him, God. And empower him, God, with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, rest you and abide with us henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let us all say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.